I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Down yonder, someone beckons to me. Down yonder, someone reckons on me. I seem to see a racing memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Swanee Shore, I miss you more and more. Every day, my mammy land, you are simply grand. Down yonder, when the folks get the news, don't wonder at the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ethan and Sammy, waiting down yonder for me.
Down yonder, someone beckons to me. Down yonder, someone reckons on me. I seem to see a racing memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Swanee Shore, I miss you more and more.
Every day, my mammy land, you are simply grand. Down yonder, when the folks get the news, don't wonder at the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ethan and Sam, waiting down yonder. This is Gene Autry saying welcome back to Melody Ranch on behalf of the whole Melody Ranch gang. And now comes time for a mighty pretty tune that we had the pleasure of introducing just before we went on our vacation. You said you liked it then. Here's hoping you still like it now. Kids, the angels are lighting God's little candle. Softly they glow as the day says goodbye. The angels are lighting God's little candles. We call them stars. They're our friends in the sky. The cares of the day, like clouds, roll away when stars twinkle through night's curtain of blue. Yes, the angels are lighting God's little candles. Darling, it's time to be dreaming of you. Clouds roll away when stars twinkle through night's curtain of blue. Yes, the angels are lighting God's little candles. Darling, it's time to be dreaming. Patrick, old boy.
Yeah.
Tell me, did you enjoy your four-week vacation?
Boy, howdy, Mr. Artery, I'll say I did. Had the time of my sweet, young, innocent life.
Well, that's wonderful. We'll give you four more weeks off.
Oh, no. But during my vacation, I even tried taking up golf.
That I would like to have seen.
Well, you ain't going to get the chance because I already put it back down again. No, it's much too silly a game, even for me.
Oh, so you think golf is silly, do you?
I'll say. I never saw so much digging and no planting in all my life.
Hey, Bertram, why don't you tell him about the time you lost your golf ball?
Tell him about the time you lost your golf ball. Why don't you be quiet?
Well, what's the matter? Couldn't you find it?
Well, if you must know, yes, I found it. Only thing was, by the time I'd found my ball, I'd lost the golf course.
Well, that figures. Say, by the way, what's this I also hear about you meeting some new gal? What about that?
Yeah, you mean Bertha Bell Bilge Bustle?
That's a name?
It also ain't a bad description.
I take it she's just a little bit on the hefty side.
A little bit on the hefty side? Why, Gene, when Bertha walks down the avenue, it automatically becomes a one-way street.
Okay, laugh if you want to, but at least she don't make it a habit of going around kissing strange men.
Well, so what? No nice girl goes around kissing strange men.
Maybe not, but when you're as desperate as Bertha, everybody looks like a friend.
Well, I must say Bertha sounds like quite a dish.
Oh, she is that, all right. In fact, you won't believe this, but when Bertha dances, she has to have three partners at the same time.
Three partners at the same time?
Yes, sir. One to start her, one to steer her, and one to follow her with a red lantern.
To go home when you've hitched your wagon to a fast falling star and the last string is broken on your lovesick guitar. Whatever you're doing and wherever you are, don't ever be afraid. Don't ever be afraid to go home. To go home. Now I was almost certain they would lock the door on me.
Was he the sour apple on his old family tree?
But folks who really loved me made me welcome as can be. Don't ever be afraid. Afraid to go home. Don't ever be afraid to go home. When you've hitched your wagon to a fast falling star and the last string is broken on your lovesick guitar, whatever you're doing and wherever you are, don't ever be afraid.
By the way, boys, would you mind kind of gathering around here for a minute? I want to tell you something.
Oh, sure.
What's up, Gene?
Yeah, what's cooking, Mr. Arden?
Oh, nothing really serious, boys. I just wanted to let you know that I've got a new hand coming out to work on the ranch, so I'd like to have all of you make him feel at home. That clear?
Oh, sure. You can count on us, Gene. But why the sudden concern?
Well, Johnny, I'll tell you. There's quite a story behind this fellow's coming to work for me, and since it's yarn-spinning time anyway, I think I'll just tell you about it. It begins with a letter I got in the mail this morning. I'll read it to you. Dear Gene, I know you're going to be mighty surprised when you get this letter, but I'm finally going to get a chance to take you up on your offer of a job at Melody Ranch. I've learned a lot since I saw you last. Things I didn't believe were important 3 years ago. In fact, when I'm sitting around alone at night, thinking back over what happened.
Well, it all seems almost like a dream to me. Anyway, as things stand now, with time off for good behavior, I should be getting out of here sometime next week. So, if you can still find it in your heart to give me another chance, I'd like to make a new start all over again. As always, Eddie Jarvis.
Yes, Eddie Jarvis had spent the last 3 years behind the bars of a state penitentiary. But the story behind how he got there is the story I'm going to tell you right now. You see, I'd known young Eddie around town as just another kid. And frankly, I hadn't had too much to do with him. That is, I hadn't, until one morning when I happened to walk into the sheriff's office, and there he was.
Hi, Sheriff.
Hi, Jimmy. Come on in. I think you know Eddie Jarvis, don't you?
Well, not officially, but I've seen him around. Why? What's that?
They caught him stealing some cigarettes from old man Baker's grocery store this morning.
Oh?
Yeah. And just between us, it kind of surprises me. I didn't think Eddie was that kind of a kid.
What's it about, son?
What do you mean, what's it about? It figured I'd get caught sooner or later.
Why do you say that?
Oh, just in the cards, that's all.
Did you ever think about getting a job?
Sure, I thought about it. In fact, this afternoon, I'm supposed to see a guy about doing some work for him. Name's Riley Curtis.
Riley Curtis?
That's right. What about it?
Did you ever hear the old saying, Eddie? As the twig is bent, so grows the tree?
Meaning what?
Meaning, son, that Riley Curtis can only get you into more trouble than you're already in.
Look, and this goes for both of you. I'm over 21. I'm a big boy now. If you want to make speeches, go out and get yourselves a soapbox.
We're not making any speeches unless we're asked to, Eddie. But I tell you what I will do. I'll give you a job out at my ranch if you want it.
I guess maybe you don't hear so good. I said I'm over 21, so if you don't mind, I'll get my own jobs. Now, unless you got other plans for me, Sheriff, I got a date. Hi, Riley. Sorry I'm late.
Hi, kid. Thought maybe it changed your mind about meeting me.
No, I just got held up a little while, that's all.
Held up?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Believe it or not, Gene Autry offered me a job out on his ranch punching cattle.
Wait a minute. What'd you say?
I said Gene Autry offered me a job out on his ranch. Ain't that rich?
Yeah. It sure is. In fact, it may be richer than you think.
Huh? I don't get you.
Look, kid. I've been trying to figure an angle on a certain job for a long, long time.
So what?
So this. You working for Autry may be just the angle I've been looking for.
I still don't get you.
Kid, Mr. Autry don't know it yet, but tomorrow morning you're going to tell him you've changed your mind about working for him. After that, just leave the rest to me.
I don't mind telling you, Eddie was mighty convincing in his newly adopted role of the changed kid. In fact, I had no idea at all that Riley Curtis was calling every play. If I had, maybe I wouldn't have fallen quite so hard one night after dinner when Eddie said...
Gene.
Yeah, Eddie. What's on your mind?
Well, I wasn't going to mention it, but... Well, today's my birthday.
No kidding. Well, congratulations. If I'd known that, I'd have had Raindrop fix up a cake for you.
Well, thanks anyway, but, well, that's not quite why I mentioned it. You see, Gene, 5 years ago, my mom went back east to live, and...
Oh?
Well, she's never forgotten me on my birthday before. That's why... Well, I was wondering, you don't suppose maybe a letter would come in on the late afternoon train, do you?
I know a good way to find out. Come on.
Where are we going?
Down to the post office and ask Pop Weaver.
But, Gene, it's after 8 o'clock. Pop won't still be there, will he?
He will tonight, Eddie. He's been sleeping there since they've started sending the payroll money for all the ranches in this area directly to him. Come on, get your hat and let's go. It's me, Pop. Gene Autry. Can I talk to you a minute?
Hi, Gene. Come on in. Sorry it took so long getting the door open. Fact is, with all this confounded payroll money in here, I wouldn't open up for anybody but you.
You can say that again, Grandpa.
What?
Reach and freeze, you too, Autry. Oh. Okay, kid, grab those money bags and let's get out of here.
Right. Hey, what is this?
Shut up, Grandpa. That's all you have to do.
Really made a sucker out of me, didn't you, Eddie?
That goes for you too, Autry. Just shut up.
Yeah?
Got the bags, kid?
Yeah, Riley. The money's all here.
Good. Come on, let's clear out of here.
But Riley...
Come on, I said.
Hey, stop him, Gene. Can't you stop him?
Looks like the twig bent the wrong way, Pop.
Hey, twig? Twig? Hey, what you talking about, Gene Autry? Them two crooks just got away with $18,000 that I am responsible for. And you talk about a twig.
Don't worry about it, Pop. I'll get your money back. Just call the sheriff and tell him to meet me at Tiger Pass in 20 minutes.
We come to this mine shaft for?
To meet your pal, Autry, that's what for. He knows I used to use this place as a hideout. If I ain't mistaken, he'll be showing up here any minute.
What? Are you crazy? No!
That's for calling me crazy. Now, shut up. As soon as Autry starts down that shaft after us, I light the fuse on this stick of dynamite. We get out to an old tunnel I know in the back of the mine.
But, Riley, you ain't gonna...
Riley. I think I hear something.
All right, Curtis. Come on out of there with your hands up.
That's him.
Yeah. Just like I figured. Nothing doing, Autry. Since you're so smart, why don't you come on in and get us?
Okay, if that's the way you want it, I will.
All right, kid. Get ready to run for it. I'm lighting the fuse. Yeah, that does it. Now, come on, let's get out of here.
I'm coming. Riley, my foot! My foot is caught in these beams. I can't get it out. Help me.
What? Hey, you stupid kid. Help yourself. I'm clearing out of here.
Riley, help me. Don't leave me here, Riley. Please don't leave me here.
Eddie, where are you?
Go back, Gene. Go back. This little stick of dynamite.
Sit tight, kid. I'm coming.
No, Gene. Go back. The fuse is almost gone. Go back. You got it, Gene. You pulled out the fuse.
Yeah, thank goodness. You all right?
I'm okay. Riley left me, Gene. If it hadn't been for you, though, I'd be dead.
I tried to tell you it'd ruin you, kid. A man like that only thinks about himself.
But can't you catch him?
If I'm not mistaken, Eddie, those shots you just heard answer that question. So, boys, that was the story. Eddie learned his lesson, but he learned it the hard way. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison for his part in the crime. His ex-pal, Riley Curtis, got 10 years.
Boy, that is sure some story, all right. But tell me something, Gene. How can you be sure a kid like that won't go haywire again?
Well, I can't, Johnny. But there's a P.S. on this letter that I just got. It gives me a pretty good idea that he won't.
Yeah? What's it say?
Well, I'll read it to you. P.S. You won't have to worry about this twig anymore, Gene. It's straightened up now for good. I did quite a bit of traveling. East as far as Chicago and Canada, north as far as Idaho, south to Texas, and west as far as the Blue Pacific. Well, so you know something? I'll still take this part of the country and the many pleasures I enjoy. Riding the range all day. Holding the reins all day.
until my bones are weary. Never a chain all day. Cattle and plains all day. Neath a blistering sun, lots of work to be done while cattle graze.
While cattle graze.
When they're on the run and a stampede's begun, my saddle sways. Rounding up stray.
I'm riding the range all day. Dan's acting strange.
That he knows my days are drear, riding the range all day, riding my life away,
that just about closes up shop for this current business. But we'll all be right back here at this very same stand, same time, same radio station. And now, this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us
until we're back in the saddle again.